Hello, dear friends. Our devotion today is called Bit and Bridle, and it's written by Ashley Clark, and it's from the book All God's Creatures, Daily Devotions for Animal Lovers 2020. Psalm 32:9. Do not be like the horse or the mule, which have no understanding, but must be controlled by bit and bridle, or they will not come to you. I'd say my four-year-old son's excitement over his first pony ride was unmatched, but that isn't entirely true. As my husband can attest, this mama was a wee bit excited to lead an adorable white pony around its enclosure. I will admit, though, that I was initially surprised by how brief the instructions were for a pony leader such as myself. In fact, all the woman working the pony rides really told me to do was keep the pony from stopping. I soon realized why. This pony knew where she was going. She was reliable and trustworthy. In fact, she probably would have carted my son around that enclosure perfectly fine without my joyful assistance. As any horse owner or trainer can attest, though, such behavior is by no means guaranteed. After all, the old phrase, stubborn as a mule, was popularized for a reason. I've begun to discover that when we really listen for his voice, the same thing can be said of us. Does he have to tug us this way and that to get us moving forward? Or do we gladly come to him in response to his call? Before we can follow with a heart of surrender, we must first trust that he knows the way and his plans for us are good. The path will continue forward whether we trust him or not, but we sure can avoid the thicket if we just let him lead. Lord, where I've been unwise and overly reliant on my own ways, help me to listen for your leading. I want to always come whenever you call me and trust that your plans for me are good. Amen.
Savior, like a shade.